Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, two down, two to go. Our third hour here of Sports Talk. Glad to have you hanging out with us. This hour, the viability or the sustainability of a college football season will be talked about. Ross Dellinger covering college football for Sports Illustrated. He broke the story that the SEC was going to hold in-person meetings today in Alabama and Birmingham. And that was, he broke that last week, and they did indeed meet today. Ross, how are you?
Good. How are y'all?
I described it this way. You know, one minute you feel like you've been kissed, and the next minute you feel like you've been smacked based on the news.
It's a roller coaster, isn't it? It feels like a year of a roller coaster. And I think there's still some more peaks and valleys left.
Unfortunately. So did you learn anything from the meetings today with the SEC?
Not really. You know, this was the meeting that I don't think was ever going to produce any significant major decisions. The SEC is going to wait at least a couple weeks to examine, basically the nationwide cases, you know, and the situation around the positive cases. You know, we've obviously over the last two or three, 4 weeks seen an uptick, dramatic enough to cause some doubts in a lot of administrators' minds about starting on time and or playing any kind of fall season, you know. So they're going to wait a little longer. Big Ten and Pac-12 decided not to. They're going to a conference-only model. We might see that from several others, but the SEC is at least going to wait, along with several other leagues, going to wait a little longer to see if we get a little bit of maybe a drop in cases, you know. As one doctor told me, who is advising the conference commissioners, who are really the real decision makers, the doctor said, you know, you got to see the cases plateau or start to drop, you know, in order to have football. And it has nothing to do with which you hear people say a lot, you know, the death rate is down and young people are not as affected. They don't get sick. So why not power through? It's maybe even optics as much as anything, you know, when you have overwhelmed local public health departments, it's really tough to have down the street to have college football and a college team, you know, testing, you know, healthy asymptomatic athletes only to put them on the field to crash into each other. It's just one of those things, you know. And so over the next few weeks, I need to see cases plateau or lower.
Ross, how optimistic are you about a college football season?
Not optimistic at all. I was fairly optimistic in mid-June. I'm back to being a little certainly on the pessimistic side, you know, and it depends on who you talk to in college athletics. You're going to get answers from even the people on the highest level about the situation. Some will say, hey, there's a 1 in 3 shot of having fall season. Others might say 70-80% chance. So it's somewhere probably in the middle. Maybe it's a coin flip right now. Maybe it's a 50% chance. Be in my mind might be a little lower right now. just the way we're going as far as the number of cases. You know, officials expect to have interruptions during the season because of viral outbreaks. I mean, already, you know, 8 or 9 FBS teams have had to pause workouts or suspend them because of viral outbreaks. So we knew we were going to get some interruptions in the season. And we knew that there were potentially going to be some issues around testing. But as the cases have gone up and up, now you bring more issues with getting testing and a scarcity of testing. And then, again, you get more game interruptions and you get overwhelmed local hospitals and whatnot. And it just makes for a bad look in general, you know.
Ross, so are you saying that the SEC is going to look at cases, not necessarily the mortality rate?
Absolutely right. It's all about the amount of cases, and it's about the main thing are two things. There are two issues here. We wrote about it last week at SI.com, but the first is the overwhelmed public health department. So the hospitalizations is a big thing to look at. You know, so positive cases is important, but hospitalization, I think, is even more important and probably more important than the death rate, because, again, an overwhelmed hospitals could cause some issues with, again, you know, colleges acquiring tests, or just in general holding a football game when you have a full hospital of infected patients. So that's the big issue, and we have a story tomorrow in SI that will be a little more about the testing issue. As the cases go up and the hospitalizations rise, you have more of an issue around testing, in the scarcity of testing, in the timeliness of getting tests returned, and that's a real key in having a season. And then, of course, there's the, you know, as I talked about earlier, in-game or in-season cancellations, you know, interruptions. And those are just going to get higher. You know, there's going to be a better chance of those as the cases get more and more, you know?
Yeah. So, okay. So, Ross, for those college football fans, myself and you included, give us reason for hope, right? What's the one thing that you can say, all right, this is what I'm hopeful about?
Well, I'm hopeful that I'm hopeful in states around the nation that I've seen have started to mandate masks, you know, and that's certainly a step in the right direction. And I'm hopeful that a lot of play. I'm hopeful because a lot of college football, leaders, right, have stepped up and have become kind of public health advocates for following the guidelines, including the whole mask thing. You know, I don't exactly know how we got to the point where we've pushed back on doctors' orders. When a doctor tells me to do something, I usually do it. It usually results in something positive for my health. And masks and social gatherings, or social distance and masking, has been two essential things that we've had some pushback on in the nation and have been politicized.
Well,
it's sad to see. So I'm hopeful that leaders are stepping up to advocate, you know, for those things.
Ross, at the same time, I get what you're saying, but there has been some conflicting information that's come out from doctors and the CDC.
Yeah, you know, and it's because about a month ago, or even a month and a half ago, we wrote a story a little bit about that at SI, specifically with testing, because down there, for instance, at LSU, they didn't do any initial testing at LSU. Well, Tulane is doing testing twice a week, so it's a massive different outlook on it. So you're right, there is conflicting information, I think, across the board. However, maybe I'm reading just one thing, but predominantly what I see is, hey, here are the guidelines you should follow. And, you know, you try to follow them, and now these guidelines are being mandated in certain states. So to me, that tells me, well, I mean, I better follow it. You know, I mean, if the governor is mandating it, my goodness, you know. And so anyway, it's been a roller coaster, man, and we've just been along for the ride.
Ross, I might have this completely wrong, man, so I apologize in advance. Were you in the Marines?
We're not. No. No. No, that's Luke Johnson.
Okay, I'm okay. I couldn't remember. I thought, anyway, nonetheless, I was just curious. Because I guess that's my failed attempt to get you to go check out on Netflix the documentary We the Marines. It's something that I would invite everybody to go watch. It's pretty neat. It's
okay. Pretty cool. Okay, interesting.
I know you're always looking for things to pass some time, et cetera, once you finish cranking out your great work at SI.com.
Indeed, yeah, man, especially these days. I mean, you know, I live in D.C. now. We're certainly further behind in the shutdown a little bit. There's not a ton to do at some point. So always looking for a good Netflix suggestion.
What do you think the drop-dead date is? And I know that sounds harsh and morbid, but the clock striking midnight for college football.
Well, I don't really think athletic leaders want to wait to a football team has started camp, you know, and then interrupt camp. So camp starts first week of August. So that's kind of it. That's kind of the big date, I think, there. I think Greg Sankey said today, late July. So last week of July, first week of August, somewhere around there.
Ross Dellinger covers college football for SI.com. Ross, thanks a bunch, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right, take care. We'll step away and come back. Our phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. How optimistic are you about a college football season? I want there to be plenty of it. Just it looks like, based on decisions that are being made around the country, we'll have a shortened one. Maybe none at all. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.